Israel's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, could become the country's next prime minister. That's after yesterday's Kadima party elections. Tzipi Livni would replace Ehud Olmert, who is embroiled in corruption scandals. This summertime, Olmert and his Syrian counterpart announced that they'd begun backroom negotiations toward peace. Tzipi Livni says she would continue those negotiations. But as the world's Aaron Schachter reports from Damascus, Syrians are not especially optimistic about the prospects.
Israel won the Golan Heights from Syria in the 1967 war, and Syria has never forgotten that humiliation. Relations have been frosty for decades. Paul Salem heads the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut. He says Syria and Israel definitely aren't friends now, but new regional realities, especially for Israel, makes peace more likely than ever.
The size of the Iranian threat today might make it more urgent to make a deal. The size of the Hezbollah threat might make it more urgent to make headway. The absence of Iraq, or Saddam's Iraq, might make it easier for Syria to make a deal. Previously, Syria always had, you know, Saddam breathing down their neck. And the U.S. should be more interested. The U.S. is stuck in Iraq, stuck in the jihad against radicalism.
Salem says the most important thing for Syria is to get back the Golan. That would serve to boost Syrian prestige and power, and in the process make Israel safer, according to Samir Altaki. Altaki heads the Orient Center for International Studies in Damascus. He says Israel and the Bush administration have tried to weaken states like Syria, but it's only driven Syria to support non-state players like Hezbollah and Hamas.
The more you will get non-state players, the more the asymmetric war will become sophisticated. And the more it will reach a point where it creates a de facto deterrence on the ground. Now, asymmetric war is our deterrence. We will support those who are standing before aggression.
Those who are standing before aggression, as Altaki puts it, have generally been called terrorists by Israel and the West.
Is there such a thing called a good terrorist and a bad terrorist?
Sami Mubayad is a Syrian political analyst. He points out that Israel talks with Hezbollah and Hamas when necessary, at least through intermediaries, and the U.S. has dealt with non-state players in Iraq.
I don't buy the logic that the Americans can support a militia like the Badr Brigade or the Peshmerga and then criticize the Syrians for supporting people like Hamas or Hezbollah. I think all is fair in love, war, and politics.
Both Mubayad and Altaki say what matters most about Israel's next premier is that she have a mandate from the people. A weak leader cannot make peace. On the streets of Damascus, most say they favor peace with Israel. Bashar Daya owns a store in the Christian quarter of the old city.
This is our hope since long time, and we hope to realize the peace. There is no problem. This is a question of politics.
Daya says he's looking forward to Israeli tourists visiting his shop. But while regular Syrians want peace with Israel, would they be happy to see an Israeli embassy in Damascus? This is Musaina Kador and Batul Alla.
No.
Well, then how is that peace?
We all want peace, but both sides should stay on their land. Nobody will accept an Israeli embassy in Damascus because the problems between us are not a matter of 2 or 3 years. It's been ages now. And we can't exchange diplomats until the Palestinian issue is solved.
Unofficial talks between Israel and Syria scheduled for today in Turkey were canceled, but Tzipi Livni has pledged to continue negotiations with Syrians and Palestinians if she becomes prime minister, as is widely expected. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Damascus.